Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again. As you know, every week we sit down and we break down fantasy football huddle. That's right. We break down every single game, and you are can just sit back and relax because you are in heaven of fantasy football. I am your God. I will guide you. I will direct you into week six. Again, this is The Balance. Kevin was supposed to be joining us here any time here, so as soon as he joins us, we'll jump in on the pick'em part of it. So welcome again to another episode of The Balance. You can find us online at T-Balance on Twitter, also Fantasy Football. And Kevin, are you there with us? Are you there, Kevin?
Yes, I am.
Kevin, can you hear?
Yes, I can.
Welcome to the huddle, buddy. We have got to get you mic'd up on time, man. You have got to get those pain meds taken and that coffee going just a little bit earlier every morning. It's all good, though. It's all good, my man. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump right into fantasy football huddle pick. No further ado, Mr. Kevin, my partner in crime, my sidekick, that redneck from Philly. Let's jump right into it. And speaking of Philly, the Eagles and the Falcons, what are your thoughts? No prejudice now. Hello? Kevin, can you hear me? Well, we seem to have lost Kevin again, so we'll get back into that here in just a second. We'll be right back. You're on Fantasy Football Huddle. Okay, Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Can you hear me, Kevin? What is going on, brother?
I don't know. It's kicked me off now, but I'm back.
Are you back? Okay, modern technology. Okay, we're going to jump right back into the fantasy football pick'em. Again, you are on The Balance, and this is Fantasy Football Huddle. We had a little bit of some technical difficulties this morning, but we're going to jump right back into the picks. Kevin, I was talking about Philadelphia and the Falcons. I said, what is your pick? No prejudice given. You need to give it a good, solid pick here.
You know, right now I'd have to go with Atlanta. If we had Vic, I think we would, but might be able to pull it off for the fact of Vic coming in with a vengeance, against Atlanta. But unfortunately, we got Cobb. And I don't think Cobb has it. I think Atlanta's going to beat us.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a different turn. That's true, Kevin. I agree with what you say, but I am just going to say that right now I got a inside my gut that, you had the Mike Bell for the Jerome Harrison trade. Bell's a guy. Harrison's a comet. 23-16, I'm going with Philadelphia. Let's Baltimore, New England.
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to go for New England. If it was in Baltimore, I'd flip it, but I think in New England, I'm going to give them the edge.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's just been a lot still going on with the Randy Moss trade, and they're still trying to find their footing a little bit. I'm taking Baltimore on this one, and they've been great on the road. So I'm going to go ahead and take Baltimore on this one at with a score of 31-23. Chicago at Seattle. Seattle at Chicago, I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with Chicago on that one.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go ahead and pick the Bears on this. The Bears have had a tough defense, and they've been playing some good football. I'm taking the Bears 27-9. Miami Dolphins at the Packers.
Right now, I'll tell you what, the Green Bay's offense is not looking that good. I'm actually benching Aaron Rodgers, no matter what, whether he starts or not with coming off the injury. I'm going to go with Miami on that one.
That's probably a good safe pick, but I tell you what, you know me and the risk factor. I'm gonna make this prediction. You know, I am the God, and you are in heaven of fantasy football. I'm gonna tell you, Aaron Rodgers is gonna play, and he might not, but I think he's gonna play. Green Bay takes it 21-17. Kansas City. They were just here in Indianapolis last week, and as we've all saw, Kansas City is the real deal this year. Kevin, Kansas City at the Texans.
I'm going Kansas City on that one. I was quite impressed with Kansas City, their play. You know, they're not a fluke at 4-1. They are in that 4-1. I'm going for them.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna agree with you on that. I think Kansas City squeaks it by just barely, though, because they are in Texas, and Texas is playing some good ball. So I'm gonna go 23-20 on that one. Detroit Lions at the New York Giants. Now here's the thing: last year this time, I would have said hands down New York Giants, but after what I saw the Detroit Lions do to the St. Louis Rams and Sam Bradford, I'm a little concerned. I worry about Eli Manning's interception percentage. But we'll see what happens. So who do you think, New York or Detroit?
I'm going to go for New York, only for one thing, their defense. New York's offense, like you said, shaky. I wonder what Detroit's safeties and secondary will do to Eli, but I think New York Giants' defense is going to uphold, and I think that's what's going to give them the win.
Okay. I agree with you. I think even though Detroit is playing some good ball and some of the things that I worry about with the Giants, I think they're going to win 27-13. Okay, now here comes the Media Mecca of the Week, and I'm sure you know what that is. Ben Roethlisberger's back down there in Pittsburgh. Colt McCoy's making his start. Can you imagine being a rookie making your start in the NFL in Pittsburgh in the week that Big Ben comes back to ring the bells? What are your thoughts on that there, Kevin?
Pittsburgh, their defense is what's gotten them where they are right now. I think it's going to be a fiasco this week with Big Ben coming back media-wise. Personally, I think it's going to be a little bit of a distraction. But, unfortunately, you're right. You got on the opposing team, you got a rookie quarterback coming into what I'm going to call the jungle with everything going on down there. So I don't think they're going to he's going to be able to hold up to it as well. So I'm going for Pittsburgh.
You know what? Here's the thing. I like Colt McCoy. I liked him in college, and he is a star yet to be developed. He's going to get baptized by fire down there in Pittsburgh on Sunday, and he's going to get some hits to say, welcome to the NFL. Pittsburgh's going to take this 34-10. Cleveland's going to get their bell rung. All right, San Diego, the Rams, both teams disappointed me last week. I was very disappointed in both teams. What do you think Philip Rivers will do down there in St. Louis, Kevin?
I'm going for St. Louis on that. A lot of people would probably go against my pick, but I've been impressed with Bradford and St. Louis. I'm going for them.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm the first guy to say, don't jump on the bandwagons. Don't drop your quarterbacks too soon. I did it. I admit I dropped Sam Bradford, and I was a little disappointed in the stomping that the Lions did to the Rams last week. So here's my thing. I think that San Diego comes in there and wins 38-20. Next game, New Orleans at Tampa Bay. In my opinion, again, if you're in Vegas, steer clear of this game. It's going to be a tough, tough game to call. The Bucs are still playing. The all shots are not a very good card, and yet they're still finding ways to win games. The Saints know better. The Saints know they got to come in there to Tampa Bay and win. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a hard game to call, but who do you call there, Kevin?
I'm going to go for the Saints. I think they're going to pull together this week, figure out what's going on. But I don't know. Saints, how can you go from winning the Super Bowl to an offense that is not clicking at all?
Well, I agree. And here's the thing. Like I said, this is a tough game to call, and this could come back to bite me. But I'm going to say that Tampa 20-12, Tampa Bay. All right, New York Jets at the Broncos. Again, this is just one of those games. I like the way the Jets played last week against Minnesota, but I am still a little apprehensive about picking them. But what are your thoughts there, Kevin?
I like the way they play, but Denver's definitely going to challenge the defense of the Jets. They've got some injuries there. But I still think the Jets are going to pull that one off.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to agree with you on this. I'm going to go ahead and take the Jets 24-20. Oakland Raiders at San Fran. I tell you what, best coaching decision of the week, surprisingly, was made by a coach having an awful year. So what do you think on this game?
This game is a bunch of misfits. When it comes to how they're playing this year, San Francisco has got to get a win. It's at home. To be honest with you, that's about the only reason I'm giving it to San Francisco, but I'm going to give it to them. They have to win. How the coach can come out at 0-4 and say they're going to win their conference, I don't know, but maybe you know something I don't, so I'm going to give San Francisco this win.
I'll tell you what, I agree with you, Kevin. San Francisco has got to win this week. If not, they're done. They're toast, stick a fork in them, they're done. So I'm going to go ahead and give them the win, 23-13. Minnesota and Dallas. This is a playoff game, Kevin. Right here, mark my words, this is going to be down to the wire. Minnesota and Dallas. Quickly, who's your pick on that?
You know, I'm going to go to Minnesota, not because of the offense in Minnesota. Number one, Brett Favre is questionable with the tendonitis in the elbow, but Tony Romo this year has come up in some big games and just really blown it, really choked. And this is a big game for both teams. Like you said, this has huge playoff ramifications. So I'm going to go with Minnesota on this one.
I'm going to give you that one too, Kevin. I'm going to go 27-20. Next, the spotlight, football night in America. It is our boys, the Colts, against the Redskins. I'll tell you what, Kevin, when I first saw this game on NBC night on the schedule, I said, there you go, Peyton, there's a 400-yard game for you. I'm not so sure anymore. I tell you what, Peyton's been off his game. Washington's starting to play some good ball. We're both 3-2. Washington's at home. I worry about this game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Colts 20-17 quickly. What's your pick, Kevin?
I'm going to go with Colts.
Colts, all righty. Monday Night Football, Titans in the Jacksonville. I'm starting to like Tennessee a lot, but what's not to like as long as Vince Young continues to play the way that he's playing? What are your pick quickly in Monday Night Football, Kevin?
I'm going to go with Tennessee on that one. I think they'll go down to Jacksonville and pull out a win.
I agree with you, Kevin. I'm gonna say that Tennessee's gonna win that 20. Did you say Jacksonville or did you say Tennessee?
I said Tennessee.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and go with Tennessee too. 26-16, guys. Because of our technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, we're gonna have to push back our matchup of the week. But maybe Kevin can break down some games and stuff. Kevin and I will break some games down over in the balance coming up here at 8:30. We will be back with more fantasy football huddle. Keep in mind, you can also find us online on Facebook. You can also find us online in on Facebook, The Balance, Twitter, T-Balance, and email us. And our brand new website that's up and coming as well. We'll be right back. This is Fantasy Football Huddle.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
About Fantasy Football Huddle. Boy, that sound bad just didn't want to quit, did it, Kevin?
No, it didn't. I was waiting for that one to stop. I thought I was on a repeat.
I don't know. I'm going to stop pushing buttons. Somebody stop the madness. Kevin, you have a chatter right here.
Yes, we do. Yogun is in our chat room. Kind of quiet this morning.
Yogun?
Yogun, Y-O-G-U-N.
We've got to know quickly, what does Yogan mean in English?
I've asked that question. I'll also ask him what you have to cover this week.
Well, let us know when you get the answer
asleep.
On Do what?
I think he fell asleep. I don't think his coffee's working either.
I totally understand that. Well, welcome, Yogan, to Fantasy Football Huddle. Also, remember, guys, that you can give us a call here at 213-325-3434. Kevin's on the chat room. You can send him a chat. Just log on here to Blog Talk Radio. Find us on The Balance. Also, as you heard on that commercial, we have a new website, Kevin, and that is still up and a little bit under construction, so bear with us a little bit. But it is The Balance on www.thebalanceonline.com. All right, guys, it's time to get into the meat, the grit of Fantasy Football Huddle. This week, Kevin, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the stardom and the setems. Kevin, who do you got starting, and who are your thoughts on some of the starts today in week 6, 2010?
I was looking up at some quarterbacks this year. Are some of the craziest things for starts and situms for me. Quarterbacks I thought were going to come out and just rock places and give me some good points, like your Rodgers, your Romo's, they just have not produced this year. And your people that I would say sit in the beginning of the year, your Bradfords, your Hills, are the ones that I actually are now leaning more towards starting. So this year to me has been the year of the little names when it comes to quarterback. Your big names just aren't producing.
I agree with that, Kevin. I think, you know, for whatever reason, like we said a while ago, even Peyton Manning, he is off his game a little bit. Like I said, I still think they're working out their kinks. I think that we're still going to see a situation to where Favre is going to end up connecting with Randy Moss, and they're gonna get in sync, and Peyton Manning's gonna get back on his kelter, and I just think a lot of these quarterbacks are gonna come together. Now, speaking of quarterbacks, here's kind of my thoughts. Who you want to start this week? I like Matt Castle down there at Kansas City. I guess that's what I'm saying, guys. You need to start Matt Castle. So that would be my quarterback pick of the week, is just to go ahead and start Matt Castle. Now, do you have any other quarterbacks that you're thinking about starting there, Kevin, in week six?
Yeah, one of the quarterbacks I thought about was Hill, but, quarterback this year is one thing I got to say. I thought it was pretty good at the fantasy thing and being able to figure out positions and players, but that is one position that just – it's killing me every week on fantasy. It's killing me. There, sir.
Peyton Manning, and everybody doesn't have Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers, and you know those are some good guys to start every week. Now, here's what I did do. I did, like I said earlier, I did drop Sam Bradford and went ahead and picked up Fisher down there in Tampa Bay. I mean, he's a good, solid player, and he's still going to get me a good 12 points every week. So, you know, I'd certainly go ahead and look at a situation with that when it comes to starting your quarterbacks. And here's the thing. With the quarterback situation, it's a very risky game right now, like you said, Kevin, and we're running short on time. I really wish I had some time to break down some of the quarterbacks that I love this week. But real quickly, I do like Tony Romo. I think he's gonna do good. I'm still gonna go ahead and say, you know, if you got Brett Favre, to go ahead and start them. Mark Sanchez, I go ahead and put him back in. Like I said a while ago, I'm swinging on Vince Young's chain right now. So those are the quarterbacks I'd look at. Kevin, who you got over there in running back?
Running back this week right now, I had to sit McCoy. Dania Thomas this year is racking up some. I think he's a good solid pick. And of course Foster, if I'm saying his name right, out of Houston. Where that boy came from this year, I don't know. I just regret not having him when I picked football, the fantasy picks this year. Foster, to me, is a definite bring him. He's going to get you some solid points every week.
Kevin, let me just tell you that when you had your first pick, you had every opportunity to pick him. You decided to go with a quarterback. All right, I'll tell you what. Who I like in the running back situation, I tell you what, with so many running backs out with injury or on bye this week, there's just a very few running backs to pick with with any value on any of the teams. So I tell you what, it's just going to be kind of one of those gut feelings. You're just going to have to break down the running back position. I'm going to try to deal with the best I can for you real quickly here.
Marshawn Lynch, there we go, in Seattle. I like him. He's a good pickup. Lynch is definitely worth a start this week. So I do like him as well. I like the Redskins running back again, like we talked about earlier. There's only three teams that have allowed more rushing touchdowns than Indianapolis Colts in the last 2 weeks, and Turan has had 34 rushing attempts. So I'm going to go with Ryan Turan with the Redskins. Pick a Colt. Pick any Colt. I don't know. I mean, is it going to be a Dye? Is it going to be Brown? Is it going to be Hart? Is it going to be Jackson? Dye didn't practice very much this week, and Brown didn't practice. So right now, just 52 card pickup on the Colts. But I would say go ahead and I don't know. I picked Brown up for a safety assurance. I still haven't made my decision up on whether or not I'm going to play him or not. Brandon Jacobs with the Giants. He has scored in back-to-back games and is at home against the Lions, who have given up 7 touchdowns to opposing running backs this season. I'd go ahead and start him. Wide receivers, who you got there, Kevin, quickly?
Wide receivers, I'm looking forward to Garcia coming back for the Colts. I'm going to stick with some of my favorite Colts. I'm going to go with Colley. Out of Philly, I definitely like Jackson. And I'm going to have to go. He's not a wide receiver, but I'm going to have to go for something like Selleck and your tight ends with Philly, because they're going to have to rely on some of the tight ends this week.
And I agree. And I tell you what, we've been talking kind of negatively about St. Louis, but one of the guys I like down there in St. Louis, and I'm going to try to say his name, is Amoledo.
I think, but don't quote me on that one either.
I think he's the poor man's Wes Walker, and that's because he was playing second fiddle to Mark Clayton. And as we know, that was a big problem there in St. Louis, and unfortunately, Mark Clayton was the guy for Sam Bradford, and when he was put out of the picture, that just kind of cleared all the dust for how Sam Bradford's going to be. Now, I'm not saying that he's not going to be a quarterback, but what I am going to say is that I like Danny Amelno in St. Louis, and I know I'm butchering that name, but I like him. I like Kenny Britt in Tennessee. He's coming off slowly. Of course, Brandon Tate with New England. There again, that New England situation is kind of risky. I like Percy Harvin with the Vikings. Wes Walker also with the Patriots. And here's a guy, I tell you what, and we're talking about the Chiefs. And Kevin, real quickly, Dwayne Bowe, wide receiver with the Chiefs. I tell you what, just pick him up. I think he's a good pickup. If you have him, go ahead and start him. I also like Johnny Knox with the Bears. He's averaging 20.9 yards per catch. He's the best in the NFC, Kevin. I also, like I said, Kenny Britt, Santonio Holmes. With the Jets, Lance Moore with the Saints. We were speaking real quickly of tight ends. Kevin, what are your thoughts on the tight ends?
Yeah, I like Dustin Keller as his, with the Jets, especially against the matchup of Denver. Again, I like Brett Selleck from Philly with Atlanta. Cobb's going to have to rely on him. One of those standards has been, God, thorn in my side out of Washington is Cooley. Cooley, I think, is one of those tight ends that gets some recognition, but I don't think he gets what he deserves. I think Cooley's one of the best tight ends out there.
Okay, and I agree with you, and we'll go with that. And Kevin, we're going to let you just make the picks there on the tight ends, because we're running out of time here. We have to quickly get to the sedum so that we can bounce on over to the balance. There we go. Quickly, who are you? Kevin, are you there?
I am there.
Who are
are you thinking about setting in week six?
Well, I know we talked about it. I'm sitting quarterback-wise. I'm going to sit Aaron Rodgers. And I'm also going to sit. I know you don't like to hear that.
Okay, are you there, Kevin?
I'm sitting Farr. I am. I'm sitting Farr and Rodgers in the quarterback position.
Well, it appears that we're having some technical difficulties again. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here, Tom.
I was like, what is going on, my brother?
I don't know what's going
on
with
it. Is it on your end?
It's messing with us. Is this switchboard itself?
it's the switchboard?
Going in and out. Yeah, it keeps on going in and out.
So you're blaming the switchboard?
I am.
Are you blaming the switchboard operator?
No. I'm blaming the switchboard itself. the Internet's a great thing, but sometimes it just has its issues.
All right, real quickly, who are you setting in week six here so we can jump on over to the balance?
I'm sitting Farr and Rodgers in quarterback position.
Okay. Anybody else?
Quarterback, no. The running backs, Cleveland, I definitely look at Hill. He's questionable. You've got Denver, you got Moreno. So those are my big people for sitting this week.
Okay. Well, here's my breakdown, guys. I mean, I'm still unsure about Aaron Rodgers playing. Like I said, I think he's going to play. If he plays, Greg Jennings is going to have a great game, but we just don't know. This is just a variable of the unknown. If you're not a risk taker, I would sit Greg Jennings. If you are a risk taker, I'd play Greg Jennings. Ryan Matthews, I don't like him too well. Sam Bradford, I've already said, go ahead and set him. I don't like running back with San Diego, Ryan Matthews. I don't like Carnell Williams with Tampa Bay. There again, I talked about Greg Jennings. Those are some of my set-ins, Kevin? Those are some of my set-ins. And I tell you what, you need to be playing Minnesota's defense. You need to be playing San Diego's defense. You need to be playing New England's defenses. Those are the strong defenses of the week. Kevin, we will be right back with the balance. This is Fantasy Football Huddle. We're here every Saturday morning. Make sure you join us coming up next Saturday on the Huddle. We'll be right back with the balance. Stick around.
Do you like what you hear on the balance in Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Anybody wants out, get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. This team's going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We shouldn't send it in. That's a damn coaching mistake. Yes? The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
You don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack. Oh, that's very
me.
Honest assessment. I saw
I'm
you.
I'm a man. I'm sorry.
Off,
I'm not a kid.
Who's
the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. Makes me
want to puke. Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
I got my game on.
All right, and welcome to The Balance. Kevin, are you there? Do you have your game on?
My game is on.
That's good to hear, because when we were over at the Huddle, you didn't have your game on too much.
Oh, my game is on. I'm not real sure what's going on with the the phone's on the switchboard, like I said. It keeps on cutting in and out, so we'll get the switchboard thing worked out. Get it going.
We'll get it worked out. We are gonna jump right into some NCAA football. Kevin, what do we got on the spotlight in NCAA football?
Spotlight for me, my two big games I'm looking forward to is Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, Texas. I think this is going to be Nebraska's challenge. I know Texas isn't ranked, and I know Nebraska's number five, but I really think Texas is going to show us how much of a real deal they are this year from this game right now. And Ohio State, Wisconsin, brother, me and you are Big Ten fans. Throw out rankings, throw out records. Ohio State, Wisconsin is going to be a good game.
Yeah, and Ohio State is now number one, and we talked about it right here on the show last week, that Alabama Gamecock game, and I really should have stepped out there a little bit further just because I know that I know it all, and I am the god of all know-it-all sports, Kevin. I should have went out there. I told you that the Gamecocks have, if they come in and they play a good game, they have every opportunity to beat Alabama, and we sure as heck saw it, didn't we?
We did, and you know, like we said on last week on here, and that's why people, they're doing their fantasies, and they're up there listening. They want to get some good stuff and want to buy themselves a house. Listen to our predictions. You can get your house that way. But I agree. The first time in history of South Carolina, but that was a game to watch.
That was a great game. It really was, and I know they're going down to Kentucky to play Kentucky, and there was another really good game last week. LSU was a great game. Did you get a chance to check that game out, Kevin?
Yeah, I did get to check that out, and LSU once again pulls out a win in the last second. My sous chef is a huge Florida fan, so all I can say is this. I have used that this week just to stir some stuff up in the kitchen. So I enjoyed the LSU win just so I had something to trash talk at work about.
Well, as long as the trash didn't get on the food. And Kevin, I was down at the Pacer game last night, and that was a lot of fun. I tell you what, though, and we haven't had a chance to really talk a lot of NBA, which we will do as some of the other teams start moving along with their seasons, but especially when baseball's over, we'll have a little bit more time to talk basketball. But I really enjoyed that game down there at the Pacers, and I say that because I know you work for the Pacers and you're a chef by trade for the Pacers. So, you know, I didn't get a chance to come down there and sample any of your appetizers or anything. But what was on the menu last night? I hear you treated your mom and dad to a pretty good game last night. They probably enjoyed that.
They did. I got them 19 rows up off the floor. They got to come up to one of our – we have a lot of restaurants. One of them's called the Victory Club that they come to. All I keep buffet was shrimp and crab linguine with some rice pilaf and some great cheesecakes, a couple of desserts. And you could sit up there and watch the game. So they really enjoyed the game last night. So it was good to be able to do that for them.
That's good. That's always good. All right, bouncing back over to some football real quickly. You know me and my IU and my Hoosiers. Man, my boys just still cannot compete in the Big Ten's elite. I'm going to tell you what, Ohio State just handed it to them. Of course, they're number one now, and I guess if you got to look at it one angle, it's good to get beat by a number one team. But the Hoosiers have enough firepower to reach a bowl game for the second time in four seasons. I'm believing it, brother. I'm believing it.
I know you do.
I'll take the Tulip Bowl. I'll take anything, buddy. I don't know. Ben Chappell down.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?